On manje 15 May 2023 esilohlelo lokukhuthaza izakhamizi zikaGuza Ward 9 eRedwood mayelana ngokuyabhalisa lokuphatheka kunhlelo zokhetho zalonyaka. Sithe sesiqedile ukukhulumisana lezakhamizi door to door endleleni yethu yokuphindela emakhaya. We got ambushed and attacked by ZANU-PF members at Redwood at the irrigation scheme farm. They attacked us besebenzisa izinduku lezinsimbi. Amalunga eqembu lethu fled into the bush and our provincial interim vice chair Mr. Jabulani Khadebe and Mr. Karikai Mazu, Ward 17 Umgoza aspiring council candidate and other champions got kidnapped.
Sikhuluma nje banjani labo abachaywayo baphinda bathunjwa.
Amalunga ethu achaywa alimala kakhulu agwaqela mina and Ward 19 Umgoza aspiring council candidate Mr. Chipo Penikwa and other three champions including Umgoza aspiring MP candidate champion Queen Malikwa. We are still on recovering mood and beds and taking medical prescriptions.
Amapolisa wona athini ngalolu daba? Ayagcwayisisa yini ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo?
Amapolisa akhanya ngani ayesaba ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo ngokufaneleyo njengoba besaba ukutransfera ngabakhulu babo njalo lokuxotshwa umsebenzi. Lokhu sikubone amalunga ethu ethunjwa and umpolisa owabuyayo wayesebenzisa ikhombi yeZANU-PF elotshwe Umgoza ZANU-PF constituency igcwele amalunga eZANU-PF. Amalunga ethu had clear evidence of the kidnappers of our champions and we later found them at Nyamandlovu police camp. Okwakhathesi amapolisa asiwathembi njengoba awasimeli sikubone kunews article elotshwe iNews Day lapho uRichard Moyo u-MP weMgoza akubeke khona sobala ukuthi thina ama-victims amabizo yethu yiwo atholakala kurada ye-Joint Operation Command la kurada yama-police bosses. So as civilized citizens we no longer have freedom of independence and our constitutional rights are no longer respected by the law enforcers and our representatives. So I kokakade sisebunzimeni as it is evident clear that there is no rule of law. Our hopes and dreams are now seeing a new democratic society being ushered under the capable leadership of President Nelson Chamisa.